This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Oakland's California Condor Rehabilitation Center may still be waiting for birds, but there's another local animal hospital that's got plenty of patients. Loud, several hundred pounds heavy kinds of patients. This is the Marine Mammal Rescue Center in Sausalito, where stranded sea swimmers are treated, rehabilitated, and released. Reporter Lo Benny Shu recently visited the center and brings us this report.
So when I arrive, it's breakfast time at the hospital. The Friday day crew of volunteers waiting for me in the kitchen, and it really smells like fish. Carol Wilson, one of the volunteers, sees the look on my face.
Yeah, whatever clothes you wear here, you can't ever wear anywhere else.
Wilson has volunteered at the center for the last decade.
It's really hands-on. I do amazing things. I give shots to animals. I have taught countless elephant seals how to eat fish or gotten to help do that. I've gotten to draw blood when animals die.
While she talks, she's also preparing the fish, usually herring, in this huge industrial-looking kitchen. The volunteers take big bricks of frozen fish out of the freezer, thaw them, and sort them out. They sort through the fish to make sure there are no lacerations. The smallest cut could have bacteria in it and could cause harm to the animals. The unwanted fish goes in the grinder. So now breakfast is ready. The fish is carried in metal buckets to the pens. But remember, this is a hospital, and some of these animals do need medication.
There is a medfish, and you can tell it's the medfish because the end of the fish is cut off, so we know that that's the medfish, and we also put a little cap on it that had the pills in it, and the pills are stuffed inside. So we have to make sure that the animal gets that particular fish, and if for some reason it didn't eat it, we would know it didn't because the tail's cut off.
All right, let's do it. I'm wearing ugly rubber boots provided by the Marine Mammal Center, and the volunteers are all wearing slickers. They're rubbery fisherman overalls. Also not a fashion statement. We also all have to step in a solution of hydrogen peroxide before going in and out of the pens and from the pen areas to other areas of the center, which has never been a problem for Tamara Thomas, an education volunteer.
So what we're going to do is, we've got our animal here, which is Fulano, and he's a California sea lion. And we're going to feed him this morning 1¾ kilograms of fish. So our vets go through each patient's chart, and they put in there how much they're going to get to eat each day. And so we're doing breakfast.
How do they pick the names?
So the person who calls in the rescue, when we see this animal sick, injured, hurt somewhere, they get to name that animal. They get to name that patient.
Some of the animals I saw that day had names like wolverines or bandicoot, but they also have other means of identification.
Everybody's also got a tag on them, and it's an orange tag, and you can see it's on the front flipper, which numbers on it, 27502, which will identify that patient. We'll always stay with that patient, so if he came in again, we would know it was Fulano.
So it's one thing to see wolverine and bandicoot from the outside of the pen, but then we open the door.
So we're going to go into the pen right now, and everybody has to have a board to go in to protect themselves.
Should I remain behind the board?
Yeah, you want to always be behind the board.
All right.
Sea lions are really fast, and they have teeth, and they bite.
The wooden boards look like riot shields. They have bite marks all over them.
And then we're going to go in the pen with our boards.
So now Drew's going to just toss in handfuls of fish.
There are two reasons for throwing fish in the water. One, it distracts the animal from us while we enter the pen. Two, it keeps them sharp. Remember that these animals aren't pets. They're patients, and they'll eventually return to the ocean where they will have to hunt and fish in the water. Here's Jim Oswald, the center's PR manager.
The reason why we rescue these animals is it's a humane response. These animals strand on area beaches and other spots for a reason, either illnesses, in some cases that might be caused by human activities, ocean trash entanglements, gunshot wounds, and other bad things that happen to marine mammals as a result of humans.
But human responsibility aside, the center also does scientific research that directly contributes to human medical science. Some of these animals come with cancers and illnesses that can also affect humans. The algae bloom that are a danger to marine mammals are the same ones that keeps us from eating oysters during certain seasons. And we know that thanks to the research conducted by the Marine Mammal Center. While we're checking out the fish in the kitchen, Jim tells me a bit more about it.
You know, we get intact animals, California sea lions in particular, suffering from what's called domoic acid poisoning. It's toxic algae, basically. So these animals eat the fish that have eaten that algae, right? But then the animals become sick. But also, it makes them disoriented. So pretty soon you hear about sea lions ending up on highways in the Central Valley, for instance. We'll get rescue calls, you know. We see a sea lion out on I-80, for instance. Yeah.
Have been to a release once. They bring the animal to the beach in a massive dock kennel, open the door, and wait for the animal to go to the water. Surprisingly emotional. Any of the animals swimming up and down the California coast right now might have been patients at the Marine Mammal Center. Just look out for an orange tag.